Well, on the eve of dozens of states raising their minimum wage, NBC News ran this headline. Take a look at this. Increasing the minimum wage would help, not hurt, the economy. NBC says a minimum wage that hasn't risen since 2009 will only become increasingly unsustainable for the people relying on it, experts say. Thank you, NBC. You're always spot on with your liberal activism, of course. Well, how's that working out for you? Businesses across the country are now laying off tens of thousands of low-income workers because a lot of the minimum wage laws hit on January 1st. Mostly, of course, in democratically controlled states. That's where the largest increases were, and those are the ones, of course, that are being hit the hardest. Shocker, I know. Thanks to these increased labor costs. Republicans have blood on their hands as well. So it's a uniparty. Remember, on this show, we believe that, of course, both parties are corrupt. All you need to do is look at the massive Ukrainian spending bill that was just passed to know that both parties are corrupt and know that Mike Johnson is the head speaker of the House. Republican is just as corrupt as Democrats. When Republicans controlled the House and the Senate back in 1995, all the way up to 2007, they raised the minimum wage twice. So they have blood on their hands. The last time they did it was 2006. They justified this move at the time by saying they were going to lower taxes, which is laughable. This idea that you're going to treat this like a seesaw. Yeah, you know, here's how we're going to deal with this. We'll raise the minimum wage, but we'll cut taxes. And we'll balance it perfectly, you know, like a nice little seesaw. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. It's an absurd idea to think that these things two go hand in hand. They don't. And so this is like it really was like a Soviet-style plan. It didn't work, surprisingly. And the number of red states that have raised their minimum wage has gone up as well. Nebraska, Alaska, Montana, and more have just raised their minimum wage. So it's not just Democrats. But yes, blue states are seeing the largest increases right now. And nowhere is that worse than in California. Now that California raised the minimum wage $20 an hour, the effects are already being felt. Mass layoffs are already happening, or employees are seeing their hours slashed in half in some cases because the businesses can't afford to pay them. Also, the menu items are increasing in costs. Watch.
Just about everything on the menu has gone up.
Customers are feeling the sting of the minimum wage increase. In California, minimum wage for fast food workers went up to $20 an hour on April 1st. A month later, workers excited to earn more money.
To me, it is a big impact because as a low-wage worker, I was earning $18.20.
Pamela Mejia says her hours have been cut at McDonald's, so she has not seen the difference yet. It's happening at a lot of fast food spots where managers are raising prices and reducing hours.
Before, we were not scared to pay employees working 45, 42, 43 hours. Now we are really concerned and just getting up to them for 35 hours, the most, because overtime would kind of cost us a lot.
Sanjeet Kumar, the district manager over 8 Carl's Jr.'s locations, says prices have gone up by about 7%.
It's very difficult for us to stay in business if you know, the cost goes up.
Yeah, right. See how this works? The higher this goes, the fewer hours they'll have you work. They'll slash your hours and prices for food skyrocketing, of course. So NBC, how exactly is this helping the economy right now? It's actually putting a Band-Aid on an underlying condition, which is inflation and massive government spending, which is driving down the value of a U.S. dollar and increasing the costs for goods and services. This is not helping the economy at all. Applebee's saw the writing on the wall and started closing up shop last year. Now Red Lobster, yesterday, up and closed dozens of locations and laid off staff at all of those locations all over the country.
Boarded up windows and doors, this sign for Applebee's, long gone from this Wake Forest Road location in Raleigh. This spot, one of 43, shut down in 2023. The company announcing Monday they're closing down 35 more this year. It's a fate shared by another popular national chain, Red Lobster. This sign outside of the Cary location shows they're one of more than 50 across the country dropping their sales.
Yeah, so now those people out of work. Almost immediately after the increases stressed businesses, they laid off tens of thousands of employees, mostly in the fast food industry and the service industry. And here are just a few of the states, of course, that raised their minimum wage. You can see here on the list, all of these states. On the right column is the new version there for the year. But all of these states have raised their minimum wage starting on January 1st. And then, of course, California upped it to 20 just the other day. You see New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, Washington, all of that. So economic principles dictate that when government imposes a minimum wage rate above the market wage rate, it creates a surplus, a wedge, basically, in the supply of labor and the demand for labor. So four things happen here when you get when you raise the minimum wage. Number one, you get unemployment, which is a shocker. This is undeniable. And politicians should stop, frankly, lying about it. And number two, it creates more inflation. Now businesses have to raise prices in order to cover these labor costs. Look at McDonald's. Prices have surged now. You know, you see people posting the cost for a friggin' Big Mac. You know, look at these prices compared to 2014 prices. Just about in, you know, every category. Are you getting more food in that? No, you're not. It's the same food.
It's crazy. So this weekend, my daughter and I were out shopping because her prom was this coming weekend. So we're getting her dress and stuff like that. And since we're out, we just stopped at a fast food place, which we usually don't go. Just got like a couple burgers and fries, and it was $35 for just two of us at a fast food restaurant. In comparison, our favorite burger place, which is more of like a sit down, it's kind of a higher end, you know, like burger place. You can go there and get a beer and a burger, and it's usually about $30 to $35. So it was like literally as much, if not more, than if we'd have went to our favorite place, which is a sit down restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were out. My son and I were driving. We were outside of some town in Colorado, and we went through a drive-through to grab some burgers. And I couldn't believe we didn't even get fries. Like we were driving around, and we got some burgers, and it was just two. I think like two burgers, and he wanted a milkshake, and it was like $17 or $18. I was like, "Are you got to be kidding me?" It might have even been like $22. I mean, it was so much. I was like, "What? What is going on here?" Yeah, you go to like Red Robin and sit down and actually have like a beer and a burger and a meal, and you're like in, I don't know, maybe like in the $30 range. So I couldn't believe it. I was stunned by it. But this is what's happening. Number three, it also reduces competitiveness, right? Small businesses already facing competition from larger corporations then find it challenging to compete because they're forced to increase wages beyond what their competition might be paying, especially the larger companies. So this is how Amazon wins, right? This is how Walmart wins, and small businesses begin to collapse. And then number four, automation. So increased automation, outsourcing. Businesses may invest in technology to replace human labor, particularly in low-skilled jobs that are most affected by minimum wage increases. And of course, let's look at automation. That's happening. It's happening everywhere. You can say hello to your new robot employees who will deliver your food, like at this Chick-fil-A. No human there. She's got the little drink. She's got the thing on the table. And it knows where to go. Bye-bye. And it was talking to her the whole time. Enjoy your meal.
Welcome to the future.
So instead of paying
I wonder if we can replace the WEF with those robots, or is that not okay?
I know. Well, those robots probably seem smarter. They knew which table to go to just based on the NF. You know, they understood that they're smarter than those people. So instead of paying a teenager $20 an hour to bring you a plate of food, this robot will do it, or a drone at a restaurant's now delivering beers and hamburgers. There you go. Here's a drone that'll put the beer there and brings it right over to you. You're hanging out at this brewery, this pub. Oh, thanks. Yeah. I just ordered it right on my phone. It knew where to send it to me. You want a burger at this outside restaurant? Yep, here you go. And what's amazing is the drone, can carry all this luggage, and it knows exactly where to go based on its navigation system. So it's programmed to go right to the table, right where you are, right where you've ordered. And there you go. There's your burger. I'd like some nachos, please. Here's my empty drink. Like, and I know we look at this as like, wow, it's amazing. It's the future. But it's also at a massive cost, right? Because now they're human beings that have lost their jobs as a result of it. At McDonald's, you might have seen these, of course. Say hello to the new minimum wage employee. Those kiosks, which you order everything, right? They've, how many McDonald's have you guys been into where you've seen this? I mean, they're at every one that I've seen. And now, thanks to the new minimum wage increase in California, you might go into a McDonald's and see this, where it says, let's get digital. They've closed the counters, so you can't even order at the counter if you want to. And they'll just put your food right here on this tray for pickup. So your order number and your tray is right there. There's no human being. There's no interaction. Let's get digital. There's the sign that used to be. And they've even turned off the above counter signage now, those big TVs that are above it that show you the menu. So those are turned off. Let's go digital. No human beings.
Is it McDonald's or Wendy's that's got that are starting actual, I can't remember which place it was, that are starting actual, like there are no humans in the place. It's a purely robotic restaurant that you just, you go up to the drive-thru, you order, and there's like no human there.
That's crazy.
Somebody was working on it. I can't remember if it was McDonald's or Wendy's.
I mean, you got to think it'd be McDonald's, right? They're always the one that led, you know, an innovation in that regard with kiosks, with drive-thrus and all of that. So I wouldn't, and Burger University or whatever. I mean, you'd think that they would be the ones, but maybe it's the smaller ones that do the test bed stuff, you know, like who knows? Or you could have this hybrid approach is what we call, we use computer screens to help you check out the process. But instead of paying Americans $20 an hour, we'll now pay someone in the Philippines or India to do it for $3 an hour. That's exactly what's happening at some companies when they're doing this. Watch. Oh, wrong video. Can you go to the next one?
This is wild. Virtual fast food workers from the Philippines are being hired for $3 an hour as opposed to New York's minimum wage of $16 per hour. You could hire 5 virtual workers for the price of 1 in-person worker. So I went in person to take a look for myself. A virtual worker who was literally on a Zoom conference call greeted me as I approached a self-service kiosk located outside a restaurant. Once I placed my order, the virtual worker instructed me to go inside the restaurant to wait for my order to be picked up. And to my surprise, there was another camera pointing to the entrance of the restaurant, which the same virtual worker was also greeting.
Sama in our chat says, I cook from scratch at home. That's a yes.
Yeah.
What a novel idea, right? But at this point, it's really important to understand this. You know, when the government sets a minimum wage, here's what happens. What the business would typically pay, it creates a problem, a big problem. Because businesses used to be able to hire unskilled workers. That's part of the process. You know, for cheap, you have no skills. When I started, one of my first jobs, I was a paper boy, but I also worked at McDonald's. That was my first, like, organization that I worked at. I worked at a McDonald's when I was 15 years old. And I had no skills at all. I still don't. Why? And so at the time, like, why should you pay me top dollar? You know, I have no skills. I'm like a scraggly little teenager. I didn't understand how to be a line cook at a restaurant. So I made $5 an hour. That's what they paid me. And then I got a raise. You know, you moved up, right? That was the idea. Companies used to be able to hire, for example, 3 unskilled workers for $5 an hour. And then those individuals would rise up eventually, right? That's the idea. But then they could also choose to pay a higher skilled worker for, let's say, $16 an hour. Maybe they hire this other individual who has managerial skills or has worked as another line cook or something else in another restaurant. So they're going to hire and pay them more because they're a skilled worker. They know how to use spreadsheets. They know how to handle payroll. Great. They might be a great night manager to close down the restaurant at the end of the night. Whatever. Your choice as a manager, right? I can hire 3 unskilled workers and train them up. And, you know, we'll see how they work out. But I also can hire a skilled worker at $16 an hour. But now they're being forced across the board to basically pay the most for unskilled workers. See how this works? And now a lot of these employers are saying, wait a second, I can't hire skilled workers for cheap anymore. So now I have to hire unskilled workers for expensive prices, or I could automate all of that. And that's exactly what these businesses are doing. So instead of even dealing with it, they're just automating it. And now these people are totally out of a job. Instead of paying more for workers who might not be worth it, businesses might choose now to use machines and hire workers who are better trained and can do more work. That's the thing. So you might have noticed that there are a lot of these self-checkouts at Target, you know, and Walmart, and these places where they've laid off thousands of employees, these checkout lanes. I hate these things, by the way. So how do you fix this, right? Because this is the problem. So we're raising the minimum wage. So Democrats are saying, wait a minute, how do we fix this? Because now so many of these things are automated and this was their salve, right? So on all of these checkout lanes that you're seeing here, Democrats are now saying in California, they've introduced Bill SB 1146, which would force stores to do away with these automated kiosks. Isn't that amazing? So now the businesses said, okay, you've boxed us into a corner. We're going to spend all this money to get these kiosks up and running because you've raised the minimum wage. You've boxed us in. And now you're going to force us to get rid of them. And that's exactly what this bill in California aims to do. It would prohibit a grocery or retail drug establishment from providing a self-service checkout option for customers unless specified conditions are met. According to the legislation, some of these conditions would be checkout items are limited to 10 items or less. So if you've got more, sorry, you need to use a human being or you're illegal. At least one manual staffed checkout station is available at all times. So you have to have a human. They're making you do this now. And customers are prohibited from purchasing certain items like alcohol and other things. You need to have an ID. They have to be checked by a human. An employee can only monitor up to two self-service stations. So if you've got two of these kiosks, you need to have one employee that can monitor them. It's unbelievable. An employee is relieved from all other duties while monitoring. So employees can't be like doing and helping customers in another section of the store. They have to be just standing there watching these kiosks. So you have to hire somebody to do it. And then, of course, you're going to have to pay them this new bumped up minimum wage. It's like Soviet style. That's what California has become. So, you know, and it's all happening, of course, just after these businesses made all these long-term moves to automation. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these automated kiosks set up because you screwed them over to begin with, and now you're double screwing them over, telling them they can't use them. Oh, my gosh. This is what's happening in the United States of America. And meanwhile, people that are, you know, have degrees, they've got two degrees. They can't even get really good jobs right now. Then they're being forced to like go and get minimum wage jobs. So this is what we're facing in the United States right now. Bidenomics at its best, by the way. Let us know your thoughts on this. Are you guys seeing lots of layoffs in your area? And are you seeing some of these automations in some of the restaurants that you visit? Even if it's just like small automations, like where they've removed somebody from the process at some point, you can tell that they've shoved a robot in there. Go ahead, Phil.
I mean, I definitely hate the automations, but occasionally you'll run into one where the automation tries to get you to tip, and I want to put my fist through it.
That's amazing. I actually saw somebody saying, hey, in the chat said, well, at least you won't have to tip now. No, apparently you will. You'll still have to tip something. You're going to tip the robot? Oh, my God. This is crazy. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.